This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for that very warm introduction. It's a true honor to share with you some thoughts of Torah in honor of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah and at this amazing gathering, which is daily, and to have the opportunity to learn and to be mispalel on Hanukkah is a very unique privilege. So let me share with you two simple questions. What exactly is the miracle of Hanukkah? Actually, the Gemara asked that question in probably the most celebrated two words in the entire Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says, "My Hanukkah." What is Hanukkah? And the Gemara goes on to relate the story of how the Greeks defiled all the oil in the temple, and when the Hashmonaim came in, they found only one flask, and it was only enough to light for one night, and lo and behold, miraculously, it lasted for 8 days. That is what the Gemara says. We're all familiar with that. And interestingly, the Gemara omits the miracle of the military victory. The Gemara does not mention anything about the military victory, the rabim biyad ma'atim, the many who were conquered by the few. On the other hand, if we look in the insert that we add to the Shemona Esrei, to the Amidah, to the daily prayer, Al Hanisim, we focus only on the military victory. We say when the evil regime of Greece stood up against the Jewish people to remove us from Torah and Mitzvos, and Hashem delivered them into our hands, Rabim biyad ma'atim, Giborim biyad chaloshim, the many in the hands of the few, the mighty in the hands of the weak. So in the Al Hanisim, we focus only on the military victory. So what was it? Was it the miracle of the oil, as the Gemara says, or was it the military victory, as we say in Al Hanisim? We may add further that the miracle of the oil wasn't even necessary, as there is a halachic principle that when the majority of the Jewish people are in a state of impurity, you're allowed a light with impure oil. This is called Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. So the miracle wasn't necessary, and we know God doesn't perform miracles for naught. So why would we even need the miracle of the oil lasting an additional 7 days? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Mer Yeshiva, offers the following analogy. There was a priceless heirloom that was lost. It was worth millions, and a child in the family found it. And when the child found it, the father ran over to the child, and he enveloped him in an embrace, kissed him, thanked him. Everyone was overjoyed because the heirloom was found and was recovered safely. But the child who found it was overjoyed because not only had he found the heirloom, he also received a loving kiss from his father. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the military victory was the miracle we all needed. We were being persecuted. We cannot perform our religious obligations. We cannot fulfill Torah mitzvahs. The military victory is what the Jewish people needed at the time. That is the main cause of celebration. However, when you really love someone and you present them with something valuable, you present your wife with a diamond ring, you present your husband with a beautiful watch, it's not only the gift. When you wrap that gift and you put it in a elegant box and you wrap it in wrapping paper and you put a bow, that box, that bow, does not increase the retail value of the item, but it adds an intangible touch of love. And in a certain sense, the joy of receiving the gift is not only for the actual item, but the joy of receiving it with love, that it was wrapped and a bow was tied around it, that, in a sense, is the greater cause of celebration. So on Hanukkah, yes, here we are. We're gathering together to learn. We're gathering together to pray. God delivered us from the hands of our enemy, and that was the miracle we needed. But God wanted us to know. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, I didn't save you because I had to save you, which I did. I'm your father. I'm your king. I had to save and rescue the Jewish people. But I didn't do it because I had to. Let me show you that I did it out of my love for you. I'm going to add the intangible touch of the miracle of the oil, which wasn't even necessary. That was the bow. That was the wrapping paper. That was what we call ha'aras panim. That was the illuminative face of Hashem showing us that he didn't save us because he needed to. He saved us because he loved us. The miracle of the oil was an embrace and a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God, and that is the greatest cause of celebration. Okay, we begin the recitation of Tehillim with Perek Chav, chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmar le David, yancha adaynoi b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrucha mikoydesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkoyer kol minchaisecha, v'oilosecha yidashin asela, yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, Niranin abishua secha, uv shem alahinu nidgoyal, yemalei adoinoi komishaloi secha. Ata yodati ki hoishi adoinoi mishichai, ya nehu mishame kachai, big vurois yesha yiminoi. Elev arechev, ve elev asusim, va anachnu, bishem adoinoi alahinu nazkir. Hema karu vinafalu, va anachnu kamnu vanisoidad. Adoinoi hoishia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar LeDavid Adonai Ro'i Lo Yechzar V'nois Deshe Yarbi Tzeini Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini Nafshi Yishoyvev Yanchini V'maglei Tzedek L'ma'an Shemoi Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Salmoves Lo Yirara Ki Ata Yimadi Shivtecha U'mishantecha Heima Yenachamuni Ta'aroich lefanai shulcha neged soirerai. Dishanta v'ashemen roishi koisi revaya. Ach toi v'chesed, yirdefuni kol yamei chayai. V'shavti b'veis adinoi l'oirech yamim. Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama alois, esoi nai el heharim, mei ahien yavoy ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai, oisei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamoid raglecha, al yonum shoymerecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, shoymer Yisrael. Adonai shoymerecha, Adonai tzilecha yad yiminecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreach ba'aloyla. Adonai yishmarecha mikara, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeisecha uvayecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalois mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koili, tienoz necha kashuvois l'kol tachanunai. Im avoinois tishmar yach, adoinoi miyamoid, ki imecha haslicha, lema'an tivarei, ki visi adoinoi kibisa nafshi, v'lidvaroi hoi chalti, nafshi ladoinoi mi shoymerim laboiker, shoymerim laboiker, yachel Yisrael el adoinoi, Ki yim Adonai ha-chesed v'harbei imoy fidus, v'hu yifdas Yisrael mikoyl avoynoy sav. Nisha b'erach aviseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, Dov v'Shlomo, Yivarach v'Yirapes, Acholim. Bavur, Shakohol, Mispalam Bavura, Mischarzah, Kodesh Baruchu, Molly Rachamim Alehem, Lachli Mam, Rapoisam, Lachzikam, Lachyosam, Fiyushach Lahem, Hira, Fursam Rashamayim, Lurmachi Varahim, Rishogidam, Visok Sharchal Israel, Fuas Hanefesh, Fuas Hagov, Hashabagalovsman, Korivinoi Maramain.
much, Rabbi Glass. Amen. Thank you.
Line muted.
For their support. We hope and pray that all of our clients have absolute strength and whatever it might be that we are friends, all of them with that support. We hold out.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.